Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
They come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns. And beat up cars with guitars and drummers go crack.
We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Welcome back to 17 Till. Little John Mellencamp bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Catherine Computer's our guest. She's the author of You Are a Brand, and she's one of the top branding experts in the galaxy and certainly in our brain trust. Catherine, thanks again for being here. That's Catherine Computer, Catherine with a C, Computer with a K. Catherine, we're talking about the brands of the presidential candidates. It's getting easier to identify the top group because the main stage now is getting smaller. Only eight on the main stage, and then Republicans tomorrow night,
thank
right?
God. Yeah. It was way too confusing. Nobody could deal with that many choices. You know,
way too so. Many. We never got to any substance. So hopefully that's going to happen tomorrow night in the Fox Business debate with those eight. And then Saturday night, the Democrats are having their debate on CNN, as I remember.
Right.
So what do you think, how do you think that the branding is working out for the different candidates?
Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, Jeb Bush initially, everybody thought, you know, he was the landslide winner, and he hasn't really performed that well, certainly on the debate stage. You know, his brand slogan for his campaign is Jeb in red with that exclamation point. And frankly, he hasn't had an exclamation point in the way
he hasn't lived up to his brand, has he?
No, he hasn't lived up to his brand. And, you know, one of the things that's very important to realize is in branding, brand personality is very key. We think of that for products. What's the personality of the brand? And frankly, it's hard to sense what, you know, Jeb's personality is because he seems very afraid. You know,
I was surprised by his lack of zeal, his lack of energy. I didn't really know much about him. I'd not seen him speak a lot. I was very impressed with his Florida record, but he's disappointed a lot of people. And they're saying that if he doesn't turn his branding around tomorrow night, it's the end for him.
It's make or break for him.
They're saying that's tough, isn't it?
No, he had all the money and he's not delivering. And you have to realize, I think that's what hurt Mitt Romney when he was running against Obama.
Isn't that good, though? Isn't that a good thing in America, that just because you have all the money doesn't mean that you can get elected?
Can I tell you, it means a lot. It really means a lot, but that's what's important is. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, brand personality is very key, and having a message that resonates with people and delivering it in a way that people feel emotionally connected, that's very, very important. And you know, it doesn't mean you're going to be a great president if you can connect well, but you can't get elected unless you can. And that's an important thing to realize for all of us, running a business.
Yep.
And I think, you know, that's part of the appeal of Trump. You know, he tells it like it is. He's got a lot of personality, and that attracts a lot of people because they think, in a way, he can get it done.
And his brand is completely different from Carson's, isn't it?
Exactly. Because the appeal of Carson, you know, he's got this incredible life story. You know, we all like in the United States this log cabin story.
Is that going to be enough, though?
No, I don't think so. Because right now, some of that story's falling apart. And I think, you know, when you're running for president, you're going to have thousands of reporters looking at every detail of your life. And he said that
especially if you're a Republican. I hate to say that, folks, but it's the truth.
Yeah. And, you know, he had a story that he was asked to. He turned down an application to West Point, and he was offered a scholarship there. Well, everyone at West Point is offered a scholarship because that's part of being appointed there.
And I think that was something they tried to catch him at. And it turns out, as we now know, I think it turns out they were a little overzealous in their reporting, and it could have been taken a lot of different ways. Plus the fact that that was a long time ago.
Yes,
and,
it was.
But I'm more concerned. I'm not so much concerned about those kinds of details as I am about the brand he has in terms of how he's going to govern, how he's going to be president.
Well, I think the problem that he has is he really doesn't have a good hold on policy, and he certainly doesn't have a good hold on foreign affairs. But his temperament, his brand personality,
right,
is very solid and soothing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, his brand slogan is "He'll inspire revive."
But isn't that look at the two front runners? Here's what's really interesting to me from a branding standpoint. We've got two front runners who have exactly the same. They're in the same category in one way. They're
right.
Outsiders. They're not politicians.
Right.
We're it's the year of the anti-politician, right?
That's
so
right.
They're in the same bucket, and that's from that standpoint. But from the standpoint of their individual brands, they couldn't be more different.
They couldn't be more different.
One and yet they're one and two. And yet they're one and two.
Right. And the other one is, you know, he's got a very healing demeanor. You know, very calm. He seems
yep.
very solid. So that's the appeal to Ben Carson. But, you know, you have a couple others that are coming up on the wings. You know, Marco Rubio
yep.
has been doing very well in the debates. He's the youngest candidate. So
I think he has a more positive brand among the average person than, say, Cruz does. Cruz
right.
is often seen, they have similar politics, but Cruz is often seen more as an obstructor than
right.
an idea person, I think.
Yeah, no, he is. And he's not that likable. I mean, that was one of the things that, you know, Bush Sr., you know, said, and actually George
right.
Bush said, President Bush said,
what about Fiorina? Well, do we know about Fiorina?
That shows you the power of speaking ability. She was nowheresville, but
she's
in the
impressive.
Debate stage, she's fabulous. She's a fabulous speaker.
If I were her branding person, if you were there, you'd be saying, "Don't be ashamed of your HP experience. Focus
exactly.
on the fact that we want a president who's made mistakes."
Right. Right.
I think that's the case. We'll come back. We're going to talk about the Democrats equal time after these messages with Captain Computer. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.